All right, folks, with the download button on the Brandon LaPanty Show. As always, you can catch all of our old episodes at our website, BrandonLaPanty.com. And also, you can also find them at our other site, TheTechnologyGeek.org. So, TheTechnologyGeek.org, folks, has basically been my home for the last probably maybe 5-6 years talking about tech and stuff like that. I do post the episodes up there more frequently than I do BrandonLaPanty.com, only because it seems to be more convenient because I'm on there all day, so I throw it up there. But, yeah, so we've been pretty busy getting the new shows up and stuff like that. So I do want to point out, folks, we do have a lot of new episodes. Having a little trouble with the hosting we were using, so we went with a little different hosting now. Doing more of the self-hosting thing for this show, anyway. The Technology Geek, which is the other show I do twice a week, that show is still going to be on Podbean. But man, Podbean, let me tell you, I've been with Podbean a while. They've been hosting the Technology Geek, which is kind of our flagship show for any podcast that we do on our little network here. But let me tell you, one thing about Podbean is they have a new offering now that I guess for like $129, they'll host all your shows. But it's $129 a month, not a year. We have the $120 a year program, which is where for like $120 a year, they host one show, unlimited data, unlimited space and all that. But I was like, wow, geez, Podbean got expensive. But luckily, our old show is still grandfathered in. We're using SoundCloud a little bit. I'm not going to lie, I've been throwing the shows up, the old shows up on SoundCloud, and I'm still going to keep posting stuff to SoundCloud right now, but I probably am going to start using our self-hosting stuff just because it's been a little easier, but we're still getting the whole hosting thing. We're going to, again, the show still is an infancy. It's only been on for, a couple weeks now, and, we're only on once a week yet, so we're still growing, folks. So we're still changing and adapting and all that. But if you are interested in any of my old stuff, any of my posts or any of our blog stuff, just go to technologygeek.org. That seems to be the one-stop shop for everything that I do. I've had that domain for years now, like I said. So, folks, a lot of stuff I want to talk about. Kind of exhausted from the weekend. Let me tell you, my wife and I bought a house, and we have just been unbelievably busy with the new house. A lot of work's got to get done. This weekend, me and a couple friends of mine, we were having some issues with the floor sagging in the house, stuff like that, and we went under the house. It's a pretty nice-sized basement, but it's an older basement, and we went under there, and, it's just, all the old, old way they set stuff up years ago just isn't really structurally sound in this day and age. So we went under there and put up a bunch of new columns, used a bunch of jacks, jacked the house up, level a lot of the floors, and oh my God, it was just Saturday and Sunday, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm running on fumes right now with everything we've been doing in the new house. Thing is, folks, one of the things I have to tell you is if you're into buying a handyman and you are handy, you can definitely save yourself a ton of money. We got this house so cheap, it was almost possible to turn it down. My wife and I, my wife's really into vintage homes and stuff like that, so she really wanted it. She said we looked at it, it was kind of perfect because it had a big area on top of the garage for my studio that was heated and all that kind of stuff, air conditioning, and then went downstairs, there's a big workshop out there, car lift, all that stuff, so it was kind of perfect for my home, like, studio. So, my home office. So, I'm like, alright, well, she really liked it and had the space I wanted. So, I said, alright, well, let's do this. So, I spent most of the weekend with some buddies and they came over and we worked most of the weekend putting up some new walls, like I said, jacking up some floors, getting the, we had a lot, some stuff that was, some plumbing issues that we had to rip out, so a lot of stuff going on there. And I'm not going to lie, folks, it was a really, really hectic weekend. And I'm not going to lie, I am pretty beat. But before I actually did do tech for a living, I actually did swing a hammer for a couple of years. When I was going to college, I worked as a carpenter on my summers and after school. When I was in high school, I worked construction with doing plumbing, and I worked an electrician for a while after, well, it was, you know, part-time after I got out of college, once I was, you know, doing the tech thing. So I definitely have my share of experience. I think of myself more of like a handyman or like a general kind of repairman than I do think of myself more. I don't think of myself really more of like a master carpenter or a master plumber or any of that. And by the way, folks, I do want to point out, there is really, when those guys say, I'm a master carpenter by trade, there's no, like, such way to go get, like, a master carpenter's license, especially, like, not in, like, in certain states. Like, we live in Pennsylvania. There are certain states where, like, there's no such thing, and this is one of those states. So when people come up to you and say, oh, you know, I'm a master carpenter by trade, I want to know what makes them a master. Like, it's like, it's not like, you know, like, you're just in the, in Star Wars, and okay, you become like a master, a Jedi master, or a master this or master that. There's no such thing as that in, you know, in especially in our state. So I don't understand how these guys say, oh, I'm a master carpenter, I'm a master this, master of what? You know, is what I always say. So, and how do you become a master? Like, is there some kind of carpentry council? Like, you know, I always want to know, you know, how those guys go ahead and say they're master this or master that, because there's no, yeah, you know, there's no such thing in the state we're in. So I always laugh about that, but it's always fun. If you know me, you know I do like construction, I do like working with tools, I like working on anything really. I'm not a big person to say I don't like. I know a lot of guys that are like really, really, really into cars, and they're really into construction. And I am into construction. I do like building things. I like working with my hands. But I'm not a big car guy. I never was. I have a tremendous amount of respect for cars, and I really do like working on some of my old cars, because I do have an 83 Mustang I work on and stuff like that. But I'm not a big car guy. I never was, but I do like working with tools. I do like building stuff. You know, I do like all that stuff. So, you know, I do have a lot of fun with it, but I do enjoy my buddies coming over, and we hang out. We run our power tools. There's a lot of joking, a lot of goofing off going around, and it's fun, but we get the job done. And it's fun working on your own stuff. You know, when you're working for somebody, it's a little bit different. You know, when you're on the job and a homeowner hires you to do some kind of construction for them, it's just totally, totally different than when you're, you know, doing this kind of, you know, working, doing your own stuff. So it's totally different, but it can be a lot of fun. So, like I said, we've been working on this for a couple of weeks now, hoping to get in a few months. When I'm not home, when I'm not podcasting, or when I'm not working, I like to be there and kind of get my hands dirty. So, by the way, folks, somebody sent me an email, because I guess somebody went to the website and decided to type up an email to me, and I do really appreciate that. Somebody wanted to know, from me, they wanted to know what podcast do I listen to, or what radio shows do I listen to. I don't really listen to radio that much anymore. I used to listen to it a lot. I kind of stopped. I kind of got off the whole. I was on the XM bandwagon for a long time, and I listened to stuff like Alex Jones. I listened to Coast to Coast AM when Art Bell was on it, but he's been off. I was listening to his new show, Midnight in the Desert. I was listening to Dark Matter for a while, but then that went away. And then I was listening to, I did listen to Opie and Anthony for a long time. I did listen to Howard Stern for a while on Sirius. And then I really went into Anthony Cumia's show for a while, but then he's behind a paywall now, and I just don't think there's enough content to warrant being behind it, pay for his paywall anymore. I do listen to Corolla. I like his show. I listen to him quite a bit, actually. I do like his show, Ace on the House. I listen to that a lot. I'm on podcast once in a while, so I do take. I listen to Stone Cold's show. I listen to Chris Jericho's show. I do listen to This Week in Tech. I listen to Windows Weekly. I listen to a lot of tech related stuff, but I also listen to a lot of entertainment stuff too. You know, I do listen to a lot of the tech podcasts, like I said, Windows Weekly, This Week in Google, stuff like that. I do listen to This Week in Tech is really good, but I do listen to Corolla stuff a lot. I don't really listen to Bill Burr. I like Bill Burr, but I can't really get into his show. I love his stand up, but I can't get into his show. I'm trying to think whether there's any other ones I really listen to. Like I said, I do listen to Stone Cold once in a while. If there's a guest I really want to listen to, I'll listen to them. If there's somebody on Talk Is Jericho, I'll listen to them. But I listen to a lot of the Podcast One stuff mostly. I was really into the Anthony Cumia Network for, like I said, about a year, year and a half. But I just haven't really gotten into it. I just don't think it's really that great anymore. Like I said, I do listen. I do like Corolla. I like his ASA on the house. I am into building stuff. I am into construction and stuff like that. So, like I said, I do listen to ASA on the house. I do like Adam Savage's Tested. He does a good podcast once in a while. So I do listen to quite a bit of stuff. So, I mean, I'm on the road a lot. I do travel a lot. So I do get a lot of time to listen to podcasts. And I try to listen to a bunch of different shows. It's not just one, because I do get bored with just one show all the time. That's why I don't understand. Like, I know there are people that are diehard Howard Stern fans, listen to his show. You know, when he was on 4 or 5 days a week, they were listening to all 4 hours, 5 hours every day. And I'm like, man, that's, you know, that would get to me a little bit. Carole, I think, has the right idea with a daily podcast for like 45 minutes or so. I think he's on the right track with that. Cumia was really good for a while. He was doing 2 hours, 4 days a week, which wasn't too bad. But even that was getting to be a little much for me. So, but like I said, I do listen to podcasts. I really don't listen to radio anymore. I really don't listen to SiriusXM anymore. I really try to support the podcasters, because especially since, you know, I'm a podcaster. I do like my buddies have a podcast called Grolix. I listen to those guys every month when their show comes out. I try to listen to Book Versus Movie because I'm a big book reader. I like to read a lot of books. I listen to Audible. I listen to a lot of stuff because I'm on the road a lot and I'm traveling a lot. So I do have a lot of time to listen to stuff. So I do, you know, have quite a bit of time. As far as, you know, I have a chance to listen. So I listen to a lot of different stuff. I try to listen to some of the shows on the Electronic Media Collective. I do listen to quite a bit to my friend over at Pro Wrestling Iowa, Dustin. He puts on a really great show. I listen to his show a lot. But again, it depends on what's going on in wrestling. You know, for me, a lot of it depends on what's going on. If Microsoft has a big event, I'll listen to Windows Weekly. If there's a big wrestling event, I'll listen to Dustin's show. When I'm really into the comic book stuff, I'll jump on, you know, I'll make sure I listen to Grolix and anything they put out. There's a lot of good content out there, and I think sometimes it depends on the mood you're in. And I think on-demand audio really does that for you, because depending on what mood you're in depends on what you can listen to. You don't have to listen to what's on the radio anymore. You can listen to whatever you want to listen to, you know, as long as you have access to internet. Or you may download it, put it on your podcast, put it on your iPod or your iPhone, who knows, but. So, yeah, I think that is, you know, I think that's something really interesting to talk about. So, some of the things I do want to talk about, folks, is talking about, I was really, like I said, talking about construction and building stuff. One of the things I thought was interesting is I'm really getting into that show. Unfortunately, it was canceled, but that show, and not just because Adam Carolla's on it, but the show I really started to get into was Catch a Contractor. And to tell you the truth, I'm not really a huge reality TV guy, but that's what I really liked. I kind of am a little upset that Spike TV didn't pick it up again, because I really was digging it. I've been watching it. I've been really enjoying it. And then all of a sudden, we're canceling it after 3 seasons. I'm like, really? There's actually a show I get into, and now it's canceled. So what that show is about is they go after contractors that kind of, you know, rip people off or didn't do such a great job, and they go after them, and then they bring them back, they supervise them, they do the job right and all that. And I really liked that show, but I was kind of a little annoyed that it only ran for three seasons. I'm like, really? That's it? 3 seasons? But, you know, Spike TV has had their problems too over time. You know, that's one thing about Spike TV. As much as I love Spike TV, they have really, really gone downhill with their programming. If you remember that for a while, Spike TV, I believe they were, I forget what channel they were. They were one of the T channels. If anybody remembers, let me know. And then they put Spike TV on. They put, might have been TNN, I don't know. But they put WWE on. WWE was on there for a while. And then WWE, and then they changed it from that to whatever, to Spike. They were on Spike for 5 years. WWE left, went back home to USA Network, which kind of, I mean, they helped build USA Network. And, I mean, I was kind of surprised they even left USA to begin with, because that was like one of U.S. I mean, WWE was like USA's like flagship show. They left, went on you know, they had that. Then they were really big into the Ultimate Fighter stuff. Then that went to FX for a while. Then they were doing the Ultimate Fight Nights. Then they got TNA Wrestling on there, which TNA Wrestling was one of their hottest shows, and they let it go after all those years being on there. And I'm not saying it's I'm a wrestling fan. I'm saying it because I don't understand why a network would let one of their top shows just go, but they do. And now there's not really, I mean, there's not really much I'll watch on Spike anymore. I mean, Spike on Saturday mornings used to have all those, or Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings used to have all those car shows. And I used to love watching that. They used to have all the different truck shows, car shows, all that stuff. And then they just let that go away. And now it's like, I mean, I can't think of anything that I really watch on Spike TV. You know, I can't think of it. I think they've just totally, I don't know if they almost say they ruined their network, but there's really like nothing to watch anymore on there. You know, and there's just not. And another one the one network that I used to really watch a lot, that I really don't watch them at all anymore because I don't really like anything they have on there. Well, I shouldn't say that. My wife likes American Horror Story, but the one network that I used to watch a lot was FX with Justified and with Sons of Anarchy, but even that's all off now. And FX really built, you know, knew how to build the original content, too. I mean, if you remember, FX at one point was doing unbelievable with Sons of Anarchy, Justified, American Horror Story. They had the Ultimate Fighter on there. They had everything. And it was just, I mean, they were awesome, and now I don't even watch them anymore. So, some of the other shows I do watch, I've been watching Designated Survivor. I watch that show a lot. I didn't watch this past week yet, so no spoiler alerts. But I really been getting to that. Keith Sutherland, I liked him on. I liked 24. I did like 24. I liked 24 to a certain degree. It wasn't my favorite show, but I did like it. I have been watching some of a lot of the episodes I missed on Amazon, because Amazon has them all available to you now. So I've been watching that, and I've really been getting into that. But I'm surprised. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, or maybe because my chase changed. But I really didn't watch that much. It was on regular TV. But now that it's on demand, I can sit there and binge watch a couple episodes. The other channel I've really been getting into, believe it or not, is I'm wrong if you're going to laugh when I say this, but the Hallmark Channel. And not because I like any of the Christmas movies on there, but because they play reruns like all day of Home Improvement and Last Man Standing with Tim Allen. They replay like all the reruns all the time. So I've been getting into watching a lot of the reruns because I haven't seen Home Improvement in years. And now all those shows now are on, you know, a Hallmark Channel. So I've been getting into that a little bit just because of the reruns. I do watch FX sometimes during the day because they have all the Two and a Half Men reruns. See, and I didn't. That's one thing, you know. Reruns are a big thing with cable. A lot of people do watch reruns nowadays, so that's a big thing for them, is getting those reruns up and getting them on there. You know, a couple of the other shows I watch too. Obviously, I watch Flash, I watch Arrow, I watch Legends of Tomorrow. I do watch Last Man Standing. I think it's funny. But one of the other things I watch is Shark Tank. Now, I got to tell you, my wife and I watch Shark Tank every week, and as much as I like Shark Tank, there are certain things about Shark Tank I don't like. Like, prime example, they have some of the stuff they have on there. I mean, if it's a kitchen product, you almost know, like, 90% of the time it's going to go to Lori. I mean, that's just the way it is. You know, anything to do with cars or racing, you know that what's the name at the end? Robert Herjavec is going to go after it. Anything with tech, you know it's going to be either Herjavec's going to go after it, or you're going to have Cuban's going to go after it, or O'Leary. O'Leary basically has been looking to up his portfolio in the wedding industry because he's been working on that Something Wonderful platform, he calls it, which is that whole wedding industry that he's trying to break into. You know, a lot of stuff with food is going to go to Barbara Corcoran. Anything with clothing, Damon's going to go after. I mean, the show, as much as I like the show, it's just becoming, you know, predictable now. They've been swapping out the show. I know what's his name was on there not too long ago. The guy that wants to be a tech entrepreneur. Ashton Kutcher. He's one that he, you know, he's a big investor in Foursquare and a bunch of other things. He wants to be in tech really bad. I mean, come on, the guy played Steve Jobs in the One Jobs movie. You know, he's on there all the time. Now they got that other guy who was in Google. They got him on there. They had that one guy on there a couple seasons ago that went in with that farmer, that guy that was, he was a hair products guy, and for some reason he went in there with some kind of farmer guy. I don't know what, I don't know if anything ever happened with that. They never gave an update on that. You had the one, the owner of, I think, the one of the football teams, he was on there for a while, and then he was on there a couple episodes. I mean, they're always switching stuff up, but after a while, it's like, okay, you know. You know, I'm, you know, I know they're trying to change up the Sharks from time to time, but I don't know. It just seems to be, I don't know. I'm just not a huge, I like the show, I really do, but lately it's just becoming rather predictable. I know it's like one of their biggest shows. So I know they're, you know, it's going to keep it going, but at times it's like, you know, I just can't seem to get into it at times. I mean, I like watching this stuff, and I like watching them make deals. But it's, after a while, it's just like, okay, another iPhone app, you know, okay, another food product, okay, you know, it hasn't been, you know, I don't think the shows is as groundbreaking as it used to be. I like what they're doing. I really think that they're doing a lot with the show. I mean, that one a couple weeks ago where the guy writes on a potato and mails it, and the guy made like $500,000 just by selling potatoes with names written on them. I mean, I was laughing about it. I'm like, but it worked. It made money. That was the thing that was funny about it. But, I mean, it was like I don't know, as much as I like the show, I just think at times who's ever picking the products needs to start picking better products. Like the sponge, you know, the Scrub Daddy, I thought that was a great idea. One of the shows I have really been getting into is Beyond the Tank, that it shows you what happens after they get off a Shark Tank. I think that's one of the best shows out there. I watch that show as much as I can. I DVR it because it's so great. Like, okay, great. Now we're going to see what they're doing after Shark Tank. I think that's great. I watch it as much as I can. I wish they would have more than just a couple episodes a year about that. Like, let's put that on, like, every week after Shark Tank, you know? I mean, there's, what, 6, 7 seasons of Shark Tank? I'm sure there's enough entrepreneurs that either got a deal or didn't get a deal that they can go out and find them and put them on there. I'd be game for that. But they haven't done it yet, so we'll see what happens. One thing, by the way, is talking about stuff, not shows just on TV, but on the internet. Tested is from Adam Savage. That's a show that really has filled the void for me, as far as like, because I miss Mythbusters. I loved Mythbusters, and now that Adam Savage is doing Tested, I really, really enjoy Tested, and I really, really like it. And his podcast, like I said, is okay, but, and I do listen to it once in a while, but I really do like listening to his or watching his videos on Tested on YouTube or on the website. And what I think is cool about it is it kind of fills that void that Mythbusters kind of left for me, because I was a big Mythbusters fan. I watched probably every episode of that show. And now, apparently, there's supposed to be a new show called, which is supposed to be the Build Team. It's supposed to be called White Rabbit or something like that, which is supposed to be Mythbusters. It's supposed to be the Build Team. It's supposed to be on Netflix. It's going to be like 13 episodes of it. And it's going to be a Netflix series, and it's going to be kind of like what Mythbusters does, except without Adam and Jamie, which, I mean, it's fine. Adam and Jamie are doing, you know, more than fine on their own. But, like I said, I'm really curious to see what this new original series is going to be like, because there's been so much hype around it, but we haven't really seen much of it yet. So I'm really keeping my eyes open, because I really, really can't wait till this comes out, because I think this show, as well, could fill a void that Mythbusters left for me, especially if they're going to be doing, a Mythbusters-like show is what they're saying. So we'll see what happens with that. So other things going on as well, in, you know, that I wanted to talk about. We're talking about shows I watch. Walking Dead, obviously. I'm a big fan of Walking Dead. This past weekend, there was a Negan episode. I got to tell you, I really am digging Negan. I really like him as far as a bad guy goes. this that last week, the week before, there was an episode where there's no Negan. It was just like a, I mean, it might be, it felt like a filler episode. So I really didn't get into that, but I do like Negan as a bad, you know, as the whole, you know, as the, I really like his whole character. I think he's got the right, I think he's got a good attitude. I think he's got, I think the actor plays him beautifully. And I really think that he, you know, he's going to be a major, he's a major container. You know, he's going to be one of the beloved bad guys on there. You know, the governor was huge. We all liked the governor, you know, and then, you know, he didn't name for a while after the governor, you know, we had, who else we had? We had somebody, we had, I think we had it to the governor. I don't remember. But see, I don't remember. But we had the governor, and now we're going to have Negan. So I'm curious to see, you know, I know Walking Dead got a lot of complaints about that first episode that was really, really, really violent. But, you know, the ratings, I mean, aren't doing as good as they did last season. But the ratings are still doing good. But, I mean, I'm curious to see where they're going to take it. And obviously before that, on CMT, obviously, I watched Broken Skull Ranch with Stone Cold. I actually never watched that show. Until I actually listened to his podcast on Podcast One. This is back before Podcast One had premium. This is going way back on Podcast One. Was just when I first started listening to Stone Cold's show, way back in the day, it used to be just him, Jim Ross, Chris Jericho, and like one or two other people. Adam Carolla wasn't even there yet on Podcast One. And I remember listening, and then one day he's like, yeah, I'm on the set of my new show, Broken Skull Ranch Challenge. And, you know, season one, we're about halfway through now, and it's really, oh, hell yeah. You know, like, and I'm like, well, what the heck is he piping up about? Like, what is this show? And why is it on the Country Music Channel? I'm not a big country music fan, but why is it on the Country Music Channel? So I decided to check it out, and I was like, wow, this is, you know, this is really good. So I started watching that because I'm into all that stuff, you know, World's Strongest Man, Tough Man, you know, marathons, all that stuff I like to watch, the Olympics, stuff like that. So when I heard about this, I was, especially since this is more like a World's Strongest Man, which is really right up my alley. I grew up watching that. And I said, well, this is right up my alley. So I said, well, let's see what this is about. And I started watching it. I'm like, wow, this is, you know, this is really good. So I really got into that. My daughter really likes it as well. She's 9 because she's really into, you know, into, you know, competition and stuff like that. She really got into it as well. Monday nights is usually Gotham. I usually watch Gotham on Monday nights. I don't really watch Supergirl. I do watch it once in a while. There's a crossover episode, but I really don't watch Supergirl. Let's see. Tuesday night, I watch Ink Master with my wife because her and I really, we're both into tattoos. I've got quite a few, so does she. And we're really, she's my wife's an artist, and she really loves art. So, and tattoo art is one of the things she really loves. So that's like a her and me kind of like a show we watch together. We wait to watch that show. And then Ink Master Redemption obviously comes on after that, which is actually a really good show as well. We get into that. And there's, you know, there's a bunch of, you know, a bunch of other good, you know, good shows, but those are the main ones, like I said. And then all the, I mean, it's not really, I don't watch a ton of TV, but those are, for the most part, the shows I do watch. I know the question was from somebody, you know, what do you listen to? But I guess I'll tell you what TV shows I watch, too, because I'm sure somebody wanted to know that question, the answer to that question. But it's a good question, because, like I said, I don't have a lot of time to watch TV anymore. You know, I mean, I do like watching wrestling, but even that, like, you know, 3 hours on a Monday, 2 or 3 hours on a Tuesday, Wednesday in NXT, you know, it starts to get a little bit much. That's why I really stopped watching wrestling. Not because I don't like it, because I do, I will peek in. If there's something good going on, I'll peek in. Like Goldberg came back, I went back and peeked in a little bit. But I don't have that many hours to devote to watching wrestling anymore. I just don't, unfortunately. You know, but like I said, if you want to listen to a good wrestling show, check out my friend Dustin Smothers, and he actually does a great wrestling show over on his Pro Wrestling Iowa, and he really knows the business. He's behind the scenes of that. He knows a lot of wrestlers of that, so he actually gets the real good scoops on everything. So check him out as well. So folks, I think what we're gonna do is I didn't expect the show to kind of go the direction it did, but. It actually came out really good. I think I'm going to hang it up here for the day. I guess we'll call this episode. I usually have to name each episode. I guess we'll name this episode, something along the lines of what Brandon watches or good quality TV, something like that. I'm sure I'll come up with an inventive name for it by the time I post it. I want to thank everybody for listening. And like I said, as always, folks, find all of our old episodes at thetechnologygeek.org. Also, too, like I said, I will try to remember to post them on brandonlepain.com. And I want to thank everybody for listening. And we will see you next time. Thank you very much.